Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 176 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Andy Tomlinson's book that he co-wrote with Reena Kumarasingham, Between Lives, Past Life Regression, Near-Death Experiences, and the Evolution of Consciousness. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes, and when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes. I did seek permission to record this extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from a section entitled Key Events of a Between Lives Spiritual Regression. So this is what Andy and Reena have written. For this, a client needs to be in a deep level of trance. At this level, the client's conscious mind is inactive and their intuition link opens fully to the between lives memories. The normal way of entering between life memories is from a past life while the client is in deep hypnosis. There is a fluidity to the order of the events, and not all are experienced by everyone. However, there is always a transition between leaving the physical body and reincarnating into the baby in the next life. Also, a past life review needs to take place before any planning occurs for the next life. On to the next section. This is titled Transition Via a Tunnel or Light. A transition happens after the past life death, and the therapist ensures death has occurred by asking the subject if their heart has stopped beating and then what happens next. The client usually expresses a sudden sense of lightness and freedom, and sometimes the death scene is observed for a while with an air of detachment. The previous case study on John illustrates this. Sometimes a tunnel is mentioned, but more often they are drawn to a light. The light, on closer examination, normally turns out to be one or more welcoming souls. Most clients talk of being pulled by unseen forces towards this light. Meeting with friends, family, or spirit guides. Meeting with spiritual beings is often part of the transition. These beings may be deceased people known from that life, possibly loved ones, or the client's spirit guides. A spirit guide is a spiritual being involved with another's soul's life plan who oversees the incarnation to provide guidance. An important principle in the spirit realms is that energy follows thought. This allows spirit beings to change their appearance from multicolored soul energy into a human or semi-human shape to make the incoming soul more at ease. Varied perception of surroundings. All of the Between Lives pioneers report that souls can give their surroundings varying amounts of semi-physical form in the spirit plane using the energy follows thought principle. It often happens during the initial transition, particularly for less experienced souls that need physical characteristics to make them feel more comfortable and at home. Sometimes the settings are described as classrooms and libraries, or perceived as temples with domes and columns, crystalline castles, or green meadows and flowers. These characteristics often contain elements of a favourite building or scene from the life on Earth. Initial rest and energy healing. Consciousness, after leaving the physical body, still carries unresolved negative emotions from the life. Clearing this emotional energy as soon as possible is important for the journey to the higher vibration levels of the spirit realms. There is a similarity and overlap between resting and healing, and more traumatized souls may also need an extra period of rest and recuperation between energy healing sessions. The level of healing depends on the challenges of the life and the level of maturity of the soul. Healing shower of energy. Another way healing can be experienced is through a process that is similar to a shower. Energy healing this way is done gradually, particularly for more traumatized souls. Often a past life review is done between each emotional layer removed. Newton suggests the healing process is far more intensive for souls who have had more traumatic lives. He describes what appears to be a sort of an emergency treatment centre for seriously traumatised souls. Here, they are reshaped or even remodelled via transfusion of pure new soul energy. Soul groups. We all have a group of souls we work closely with in varied relationships over many lives, and the reunion with them is always a profoundly moving experience. The primary aim of all souls is to learn, experience, and grow. So time with the soul group is often characterized by discussions about shared lives, what was handled well, and what could have been handled better. In this context, the ability to replay and role-play events is helpful. Occasionally, souls move to a different soul group to work on new lessons. Past life review. An important event is a review of the last life. This can be a solitary process done alone if the soul is more experienced, or it can be aided by the spirit guide because they have overseen the life and know the soul's learning objectives. Sometimes a life review can be done with the guidance of evolved light beings, often called elders, who have mastered the reincarnation process and can offer deeper insights. Replay role play via life books and films. Some people describe past life reviews taking place in a library environment in which the books in front of them come alive like a film. Others say that they can enter the film to replay various events or even role-play them by doing things differently and seeing what happens. And some report that they can place themselves in the bodies of others to feel exactly what effect their actions had on them. Ongoing classroom learning. Souls talk about intellectual studies in vast halls of learning equipped with libraries and seminar rooms. With them, some souls learn to be doctors and lawyers and study their respective disciplines, while other souls apply themselves to subjects such as laws of the universe and other metaphysical topics. Non-judgmental nature of reviews. During past life reviews, the only judgment comes from the soul itself and not from the more experienced souls that might be assisting. This is because the soul perspective is totally unlike the human perspective and cannot include self-deception or excuses. All the actions, and even more important, the intentions, are laid bare, and it is up to the soul, aided by spirit guides and elders, to cope with the reaction to them. Next life planning. At some point, next life planning takes place. While it is done in an energy setting, a human-type form such as a dome and walls can be projected to create the impression of a place of importance. The face projected by the elders also has a meaning, perhaps to make the soul more at ease. Planning normally involves an awareness of who the parents will be, where they live, their circumstances, and what sex they will be. Many people reveal that they receive a fuller preview, often describing it as being similar to seeing a film that they can stop, rewind, fast forward, and even enter to fully experience what is going on. Planning is probably the most crucial aspect of the between lives experience because it indicates that souls have complete control and personal responsibility for the new life. Any life previews only represent major probabilities, so lives are not completely predetermined, and some deviation may occur when souls use free will. Choice to reject the life plan offered. If a soul is given only one life option and it is not attractive, they may initially reject the idea. It might be assumed that souls can be forced into a life they do not want. Further probing always confirms that this is not the case and they can turn it down. What actually happens is that less experienced souls usually take a little time to appreciate that this is what they need, if they are to make any proper progress to break free from repetitive patterns or behaviour. Multiple life plans offered. Sometimes souls may be given a preview of several different lives and asked to choose which one they think will be of most use for learning and growth. Spirit guides and elders are on hand to provide assistance and advice. Often plans are discussed with other soul group members who will be involved in that life, and they may even agree on triggers that will help recognize them when in physical bodies. Training and specialization. For most souls, the time between lives is spent preparing to manage future emotional issues or difficult situations not mastered in a previous life. For more evolved souls, time can also be spent learning new skills, such as healing with energy, energy manipulation, or even learning to be spirit guides. Incarnation. Incarnation involves entering the baby while it is still in the womb, which can be any time from the point of conception to just before birth. The process of merging the soul with the new physical body is gradual and sometimes difficult, involving matching the individual pattern and frequency of the soul energy to that of the developing brain. The stress of this process is often reduced by floating out of the body for short periods. Another aspect of the return to the earth plane is the gradual weakening of the incarnating soul's connection to the spirit realms and the gradual lowering of the veil of amnesia. The reason for this is that if souls knew all about their life plans in advance, it would be like taking an exam with all the answers, and no real learning would occur. Also, if souls remembered too much about the bliss of the spirit realms after incarnation, they would be constantly homesick and long to return. This explains why children often have spontaneous past life recall more often than adults. Today I was reading from Andy Tomlinson's book he co-wrote with Reena Kumara Singham, Between Lives, Past Life Regression, Near-Death Experiences, and the Evolution of Consciousness. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is out now on Amazon, and you can get it in other great bookshops. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.